You know, some things I do, and as amazing as it may seem, are not really radio related or amateur radio related, but yet they're things that you need to know how to do. One of them that I did last week was make a lineman splice. If you go watch the last episode of AmateurLogic.tv, you'll see how to do that. And it's just amazing how well you can twist two wires together and get them to stay. And I don't know that I could pull my truck with this, but boy, really strong splice. And that's sort of what we're going to do here today. It's not really radio, but it's a trick that I learned many years ago of some really good stuff to use for repair work. Let's take a look at that. Being the resident tech guru often means that you're the one who has to fix stuff when it breaks, and that's what's going on here with my Roku remote control. The door on the back has a tab here that holds it on. That's broken off, and it won't stay on anymore. I need to fix that. I don't want to tape it on there. I don't want to glue it on, so how can I fix that? Well, here's what was originally there. This is off another remote. You can see the little tab there that, just like so many remotes have, fits up in the slot and snaps in. That's missing off of this one. So how can we recreate that? Well, I don't think we could do it with hot glue. I don't own a 3D printer, so I'm not going to print out a new one of these covers. I don't have the original piece that came off of here. I'm not sure what even happened with it. So we're just going to make another one. To do that, I've got some materials here I've worked with before called PlastiPair. This is made by Ron Chemical. What it is, there's a little powder or little beads here in one container. The other container holds liquid. You mix some of the powder and liquid together, and then you can form plastic parts with them. And that's what we're going to do here. I don't know how successful I'm going to be, but I'm going to give it a shot. Now, before I get started, I'm going to need to think about things a little bit. How am I going to hold this while I make the new part on it? And it's going to have to cure, of course. So I happen to have a couple of little L brackets laying around here. I'll just make a temporary little stand to hold things together while I work on it. Now we can just set it up right there. And it's metal, so this stuff is not going to stick with it. If I had plastic or something else up there, I might have a problem. So let's mix a little bit up here. Comes with an eyedropper. The trick is getting the consistency just right with this stuff. And working with it before it hardens. Too much liquid, and it's too runny. Too much powder, and it just makes clumps. Okay, that looks like the consistency that I'm looking for. First thing I need to do, though, is get the plastic here ready to accept the PlastiPair. And I found that usually if you take a little liquid, and on most plastics, just wet it a little with the liquid, that'll soften it up, and our PlastiPair will stick to it better. It's already hardened. Not completely, but enough that I need to add a little liquid to it.
I thought about this before I got started. And I think the best way to do this is just to make a clump of it out here. If I can get that attached, I'll make this a little bigger than it actually needs to be. And then I can trim it to the size necessary to make the little snap. All right, I think we've got more than we need there to do the job. Well, they don't look much the same. After that dries, I'll come back and work on it a little bit. It's been 24 hours now, and it's dried. Let's see how tough it is. Yeah, it's, as I was hoping, it's almost like it's part of the original plastic there. So now the next step here is to trim this down to where it will actually work. What I'm going to use for that is an X-Acto knife, an X-Acto saw, and a little file. Now I'm going to do this off camera because it's going to take a little while. And we'll just come back once I've whittled this down some. Well, after much cutting and sanding and filing and gnashing of teeth, I've got it down here and kind of scratched up the case a little bit, but, you know, that's just the way it turned out. I could have probably put some tape over that or something before I started filing and cutting and ended up better. Here's what it looks like, and here's the one we were comparing it against. It's not quite as well defined there as a point on the end and a hook. It's a little taper to it there. It feels good and strong, though. Probably stronger than the original one because it's a little bit thicker. Does it fit? Let's see. Yeah. Holds in there pretty good. It's not quite as tight as the original one, but you know, that's probably why the original one was broke, is it was so hard to open up to get the batteries out. I think that'll do in a pinch, and at least the cover will stay on now. So there you go, Plastipair. I use it for all kind of plastic repairs. Highly recommend it. And that is some really good stuff. It's not glue. You may initially think of it as glue. When I tell people about it, that's what they think. But once you see it, it's plastic. You can make parts with it and whittle them out like you need, like I did there. It adheres real good to the plastic. It actually melts into it and fuses. So I've used that for a lot of stuff over the years. And I was fortunate enough that I finally found it again. I got that at MCM Electronics, and I think I saw it on Amazon for about twice the price. About $13 from MCM. I think GC Electronics used to sell that stuff years ago. Of course, it was a lot cheaper then, but something you definitely want to have in your bag of tricks. Just great for fixing all kinds of plastic stuff.